Works Committee meeting for Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, 6 PM. We got Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Soling, Alderman Coke here, and Alderman Merrick is online. We got staff here too as well. Citizens' comments, assuming there's none. Minutes for correction or approval for May 21, 2024. Good?
All good.
Good, Matt?
Good.
Yep. Okay, we'll take them as approved. New business. Item one, PW 2024-47-2023 Water Main Replacement Contract B, Balancing Change Order Number 2.
All right, so this is a final balancing change order, as we like to do as we wrap up and close out projects. This is for the second project that we undertook last year. So Windsor Excavating was the contractor, completed kind of late in the year. So we've agreed on final quantities, just trying to close this one out. So it is an increase from the original contract value, as noted, $86,000 and change. Overall, for our water main replacement budgets, so this one, contract A, still below and within budget, but this project is slightly higher. So ran into a couple different things. Additional curb and gutter need to be replaced, you know, just to do the job right. Some connections weren't quite as originally planned. We had to make some adjustments, and there were some additional restoration and what have you as well. So those are kind of the primary factors in the change. Certainly recommending approval, as the contractor did certainly complete the work, and happy to address any questions anybody may have.
Okay. Matt, good?
Good.
Okay. So this has to go to the City Council then. Next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put that on the consent, or do we want to?
A lot of times we do the balance and change orders on consent because they've seen most of the project already.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I'm fine.
All right, we'll do consent. Item two, PW 2024-48 Cornelius Road Interceptor Sewer Balancing Change Order Number 3.
All right, actually saw this a year ago. We thought we were complete, but then it was discovered by both us and the contractor. That there was a quantity that was not accounted for. So therefore, you know, it is appropriate to and fair to pay the contractor for work completed. So this balancing change order is an increase. However, we are still less than the original contract value, if I've explained that correctly. So we are recommending approval, still less than the original contract value.
Great. So we're over on this, like the sign over on this one, but under the general scheme,
yes,
still under.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
No, I'm good.
Matt?
No question.
Okay. Again, we'll take the council, and then imagine we'll put that one on consent too. You can pull it off the thing if someone has a question. Item three, PW 2024-49 Public Works Equipment and Truck Purchases. And it's for A, purchase of a trackless MT7 utility tractor, and B, a purchase of a 2024 Ford F-350.
Yep, thank you. We are looking at purchasing a trackless utility tractor, as the title says. It's not your normal everyday tractor, as you can see from the price. I did include the brochure from Trackless so you can kind of see what it is. It is more like a large engine with a cab on it that you can put unlimited attachments, and we're looking to have this for a finish mower for small areas, a finish mower for large areas, a snow blower, the snow plow, the salting cart that goes on the back, and then also the leaf loader. The leaf loader is actually a pretty neat thing. We actually demoed this unit last year. It's a used one, but it is in really good shape. I realize this is a large price tag, but we're basically getting five tractors in one. So it is under budget. It is budgeted and comes in about $12,000 under budget. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Well, is the idea to consolidate equipment, just have this one piece instead of three?
Yeah, instead of replacing a mower, we'll use this one next time, and then we'll be able to switch it to the leaf loader, then we'll be able to switch it to the snow blower, so we don't have to keep buying all those. Because right now we don't have anything that goes down the bridge anymore.
Well, that was going to be another question, because the bridge is only 60 inches wide, and you want a 51-inch.
This is where we done with it. It's down the bridge.
So you can get down the bridge with it?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering that.
So you've done it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was just concerned if there was kind of a, you know, slippery snow and you're going down, there's
this
4.5 inches of clay on either side.
Yep, this one will actually take it right down the pavement with that snow blower. We actually, when we were testing it down at Riverfront Park, one of those ornamental globes, mm-hmm. we went to turn and it blew the globe right off the light. It is it's almost 100 horsepower, 75 horsepower machine. Mm-hmm. And it works well. And we took it in probably an 8-inch wet snow that IDOT had plowed all night onto the bridge. And it went right down the pavement.
What did we used to?
We used to have a little John Deere with a blade, and then we had a grasshopper with a little snow blower. And the last 2 years, we haven't had anything that could fit down the bridge. And it was actually not the John Deere, it was the old Massey. So this is big, but it's like the one of them is a 10-foot mower. Mm-hmm. So it's as big as the Jacobson's, those big three-wingers so that we can do like the trail from here to Oswego in two passes on the one side instead of taking the 60-inch cutter.
Right. So you've demoed all the attachments that you guys want to purchase?
For right now, and there's a ton more. I mean, there are so many different ones that you can get for this thing. It's unbelievable. And we looked at a holder. It's the same type of thing, just a different brand. Mm-hmm. Their nearest service center to us is Minneapolis. So, I mean, they're a great machine, incredible machine, but I don't feel like going 6 hours to get service.
It's fair.
Are there demo days?
They're pretty cool, aren't they?
We tried talking to they wouldn't have it.
Yeah, and with kind of what we're trying to do with the downtown, this would be really handy too. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to have giant trucks in there on that back alley if we ever do that.
Yeah.
And if we, for the walking trails, if we ever want to do those, the snow removal, that becomes much easier than trying to take a truck down there and scraping the.
Yeah, probably mess up the grass.
Yeah, and then the trucks too. Those most of those trails are 2 inches of asphalt built on. Whatever they scrape off.
Does it have the the asphalt one, the asphalt box?
You can get the.
You pile it up asphalt and then it like opens up, and as you're backing up, you just drop, not asphalt, gravel.
Gravel, yeah.
So you just lay gravel and it smooths it out as you're backing up. It's like a blade.
There's
so
a back
it drops
box.
Out of the hopper and it just drags it and evens it out as you're dropping it along.
I was impressed by the salt loader. You have the two containers that loads the hopper.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is neat.
Oh, I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
Matt?
No questions.
Okay. So this is the next council meeting, too. And then this will be our regular agenda.
Yep.
And that's also the purchase of the. Was there any truck questions?
The truck questions, I have an update.
Okay.
Because you had asked for different quotes, so we did go out and get three different quotes for the truck just to kind of make sure. One was from National Auto Fleet, which was the lowest price, but they would not have the truck till at least November, if not later. And they would not give me a date. They would just say November. So and the other one was from Jovic, and then the third one was from Haggerty, and I did get the final numbers in from Haggerty. And it did go up slightly. It was $55,164. It's $56,221. The increase was for the dealer dock fee, non-tax fees, and taxable fees estimated. There must be some federal tax on there that we do have to pay. But if that is within budget, it's a $60,000 budgeted one-ton pickup, and we are going to be under by just shy of $4,000.
Is it on the ground good to go? Or?
Yeah, it's on the ground in Haggerty Ford, and I believe it's West Chicago.
It's paid an extra $1,000 just to get it?
No. I mean, basically you're paid an extra $1,000 to get it to the dealership in West Chicago, but
Dan won't like it. Dan Chancellor won't like it. if the other times where we waited and then
prices went up.
Yeah.
And then waited and then waited.
I think a lot of us feel that way. So, for the meeting, are you gonna preface that with why we're doing it and not take it a little bit?
And I'll update the memo too. It's in the memo right now. Is that it's just a time constraint. It's $3,000 less, I believe, $53,000, but it's maybe November, and he would not give me a date.
Well, if he's not willing to give you a date, then you don't know for sure. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That can change depending on what. So.
Is this already? You're not doing any more outfitting to it. You're gonna.
We'll put a snowplow on it. Is all.
That's it.
Yep. Okay. It's got the outfitter switches on it already. It's got the hitch on it. It's ready. It's got the snowplow prep package. Well, we'll letter it and put the. We'll do a quick stroke kit, but that's easy peasy.
You guys know those in house?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, these both go together then. The regular. Item 4. PW 2024-50, resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the Yorkville-Bristol Sanitary District.
Yeah, this is for the long-awaited water main that goes down the end of West Center Street through JC Park and under the Blackberry Creek and under River Road to get to the YBSD expansion. The intergovernmental agreement is due to the fact that we are asking them to slightly oversize it, so we will have some responsibility for the cost of this, which is, I believe, 13%, and I believe our total cost is approximately $90,000.
Correct, $90,372.
So it's a very straightforward agreement. It's just basically showing the cost split, and right now we are waiting for one last approval for the crossing of Blackberry Creek before this is a go.
Is that from Army Corps?
Is it? Yes.
Yeah, it is Army Corps.
Good luck.
That's to go under the river? Or
just under the through the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have run into a last-minute snag, and we're trying to work through that and should have some more information between now and the next committee meeting. We have actually taken bids, but we don't want to award it until we have this permit issue squared away.
So you're going to bring that back to the next Public Works Committee?
Yeah, hopefully in July. It's tentatively on the agenda in July.
So then we won't take no action?
We can approve the agreement.
Okay.
The idea is fine.
Yeah.
We'll come back with
it. It's actually good to have it done first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Matt?
Good.
Preston? Good?
Good.
Okay.
We talked about this at YBSC.
Yeah.
So we probably should leave that on regular agenda. So whatever, you can explain it to everybody else too. Item 5, PW 2024-51, Lake Michigan South Receiving Station Design Engineering Agreement.
All right, yeah, these actually, the next two are receiving stations, one on the south end and one on the north end. They're slightly varying dollar amounts. The one on the south end is $269,743, but for that also includes all the survey work. This is the acquisition gentleman, Mark Mathewson, I believe his name was, that you as a council agreed to, I think, a couple meetings ago. This is the person that's going to help us make sure it's done through the WIFIA program, so it's eligible for the WIFIA expense. And this right now is at Restore Church, but we do not have a site totally secured, but they can design the actual site to fit, just a box. So that we need to keep moving ahead with the design to kind of meet the deadlines. And like I said before, this includes the survey work. It includes all that kind of stuff for the $269,743. Did I forget anything, Brad?
No.
The north side, and we can take questions all at once or separate. The north side is the exact same.
Before we went to that one.
Sure.
On the south side, so that circle, is that where a tower would go? There's going to be a tower. At
correct.
Least.
Yep.
And yeah, so there sorry, Ken didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, because, and Bart informed me today that there might be three towers going up. And so I was wondering, are we going to have three of these sites as well then for wherever there's a new tower?
Yeah, so this site will have a standpipe. So it'll be a cylinder, basically, look like a water bottle. Cylinder type of a structure. So it is planned. So this particular agreement does not include the standpipe. Right now, expect to see that in July. That'll come forth. But we need to get moving on the planning so we can draft up our documents necessary for land acquisition, so we get the land acquisition moving. So we need to move forward with some design work right now so we can get all this locked in. On top of that, DWC is pressing us and breathing down the necks to get going on the site acquisition as well. So in July, there'll be a separate contract for the tank design.
So will that be a regular globe type water tower, or just a straight up?
Just it'll be like the one at Blackberry Farms in Aurora.
We don't do that. Haven't done that here.
We
yet.
Haven't.
Right. No, that's what I thought. No. And then all three new ones would be that type.
Just this one.
Yes.
And I believe there's only two new ones.
Huh?
There's only two new ones.
Two new towers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I heard about another one. So all right. I'll wait on that then. So the other question I had was, so the one on the other side of town would be the globe style.
That'd be, yeah, spheroid, typical to what you already have here, yes.
And are there, how much difference of the cost between the globe style and these standpipes? Are they should be cheaper, right?
Standpipes are a little less expensive.
I know like $5 million is a rough estimate.
It also depends on the size. So if it's a 2 million or 1.5 million or 1 million, that's going to affect the cost greater than either being a spheroid or a standpipe.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe these are million or million five.
A million and a half to two.
Ones.
So there's reasons behind why you select one or the other.
Okay.
So with the water, with the regular tanks like you have in town, the water's all stored at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So you take advantage of gravity, you know, in those situations. The standpipe, slightly different. It's different hydraulics on the south side. So it's basically the whole structure is storage. So, but only the top third basically can operate by gravity. The rest of it you have to pump out to be able to access that storage. So just the way the system is set up on the south side and the way the elevations are, in the different zones that we need to pump to, it actually works better.
Yep.
To have a standpipe, and it's maybe a little bit less to construct initially. You know, there is more steel, so it's going to cost you more to paint it in the future. But this situation, this application, just lends itself to using a standpipe on the south side. So just because of we do have to pump out. Regardless, we're just taking advantage of the hydraulics in the area.
When we built the Rain Tree Tower, it's about at the tallest point in the city,
so we have
to pump up to that.
Yep.
And then we can use gravity to feed it back into the system.
Yes.
And then on the other side of town, we're going to use the globe because what's different?
We can take advantage of gravity, and we don't have to pump out of it. The system will fill it, and then as the demands in the system require additional water, it'll just flow out. So we don't have to have a booster pump station to pull the water out.
It'll flow all the way to Beaver Street by the fire barn, and from there we would have to pump it to the south side. But other than that, it'll flow all the way from Bristol Bay from the north side of town all the way by gravity.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so we're anticipating that tank to be out roughly around the Bright Farms area. We're working in a nail-down site at the moment.
Yep.
But
this is on the north side?
Yes.
Yeah. That other tank that we were referring to.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the second tank, the PW number 6.
Okay.
That's not the tank.
Receiving station. Sorry.
Just the receiving station.
Yeah, they're all just receiving stations.
Yeah.
Right now.
July is tank month. We'll bring both tanks.
Well, I just think it's good to know it was good to know and understand that, okay, the receiving station is one thing, and then we got the big expense going with the tanks. So I think people need to know that, that's another expense coming with this, so they understand it.
Yeah, the receiving station and the metering station, and you have, generator, and you have...
Yeah.
Tank. It's a
listing.
It's a yard full.
Yeah, and pumping station. Right. Pretty much pumping station.
Pretty much a water pumping station.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you need a maintenance building?
No, we would not need a maintenance building.
And need none of these?
We the Rain Tree water treatment plant will be close enough if we need to store things in there, because we will not have the three big vessels for the water, for the cation exchange softening. So we will get some bonus storage. That's a mile away.
Okay. Matt? Yeah.
One thing on the north side, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
The north side receiving station is not through the WIFI alone. It is through the SRF, the State Revolving Fund. And we have to have that wrapped up and out to bid by the end of the year. So you're going to be seeing this in kind of rapid succession. We need to have it quick to take advantage of that SRF money, because we have to have that plan in place by the end of December for them. So you'll be seeing those rapidly.
Matt?
Oh, good.
Good.
For both of them, regular?
That's for both, right? A and B?
Yep.
Or six, five and six?
A and B, south and north.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Regular agenda, correct?
We'll do east and west next month if you guys want to. All
right. Okay. It happen.
We'll put that on regular agenda.
Yeah. That'll be good to explain it to everybody, so it keeps them up to date.
Yeah. Don't see any old business. Any additional business?
Nope.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
Last year we bought a seal coating machine. Yep. Is there a schedule for
it? Will be probably July and August that we're going to seal coat, and I will get the locations out. We're going to focus on Windette and Rain Tree mainly. We have some trail we actually have to patch down there, and that's going to be kind of our focus areas on that end of town. But we should do about 38,000 square yards again, which is a good amount. We did Route 34 all the way to Plano. From here, we did 47 all the way from Kennedy all the way south, and we did a bunch of parking lots. So we'll be able to do the whole town in 5 years.
All right. I was curious, I hadn't heard anything in a while, so.
Yep. We actually talked about that, slotting it in right after the 4th, after we kind of get through the big festival. And it's hot. It's better to do it when it's hot.
Yep. All right. Cool.
Thank you.
So just a real quick, Ken,
yep.
You had asked about a kind of a cost summary for the Lake Michigan related items.
Yeah.
So Bart and Rob have been working on this particular document. It is still draft.
Yeah, no, he called me today, and I told him he didn't even have to pass this out tonight if he wanted to take more time with it. And he said, well, he'll pass this out.
Yeah.
People could take a look at that. Because there was a couple things there were a couple things I asked him about. Does it show up? Is it going to show up in here? Like money we spent on for fixing leaks and things like that. You know, the testing we've done for all that.
Yep.
And then I didn't know. Are all your expenses in this, or are there something?
All of us haven't reviewed it yet, so
okay,
it's totally in draft form.
And
I know he mentioned something to Eric and I about he had spoken to you and you had some comments. So I assume we'll make all those adjustments in the final version.
Yeah, I'm sure probably Rob has his stuff.
Absolutely does.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of
pulling
it together.
For him to,
And
actually, maybe this is more probably appropriate at admin for the budgets and stuff. I didn't realize that with him being gone and you guys, I didn't want to rush him, but.
Definitely I wouldn't look at it too close, but the format I think is generally where we're going with it, and the numbers still need to be tightened up.
Right. And no, my apologies. And if you have something specifically you want to see, Ken, if you just get that to Bart, I'm sure Rob can add it to
you. I think, I was like, if someone came and asked me how much you guys spent on the water project so far, at the time, really probably didn't have a really good number that I could defend. So,
sure.
And then so if you looked at this, it'd be like $9 million or $8.5 million, right?
Right.
So, okay. And that might vary some. So that we spent up till now. I mean, and what I'm going to do is I'll take this and then as we go forward, I'm going to make sure that I keep track of it because I wasn't doing it before. I don't know how much did we have any PR expenses before we even really started this?
We've been doing it for so long, it's hard to know.
Well, I know, I can remember back.
When do we draw the line and start to tally, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, I just was curious. I think it's good to know those numbers, so.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Anybody else? All right. Call meeting adjourned at 6:25.
Thank you all.